بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن البراء بن عازب رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال في الأنصار لا يحبهم إلا مؤمن ولا يبغضهم إلا منافق من أحبهم أحبه الله ومن أبغضهم أبغضه الله متفق عليه حضرت البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned regarding the Ansar. Now we know the Sahaba were those from Makkah who came to Medina. They were known as the Muhajireen, and those who resided in Medina and who welcomed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and supported him, they were the Ansar. So in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about the importance of the Ansar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, لا يحبهم إلا مؤمن. None but a believer loves them. A person who loves the Ansar, he is a believer. ولا يبغضهم إلا منافق. And none but a hypocrite hates him. Those who hate the Ansar, they cannot be believers. They are munafiqeen. Then Rasulullah says, Allah loves one who loves them, and Allah hates the one who hates them. So again, the Ansar, they had supported the Muhajireen with everything they had. And you would recall in Sirah that when the Sahaba, when the Muhajireen made Hijrat from Makkah to Medina, they had left all their belongings and they came with nothing. And when they came to Medina, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam joined a Muhajir brother with an Ansari brother. This we term in Arabic as Mu'akhat. Mu'akhat, from comes the word Akhun. Akhun means brother. So a brotherhood relationship was the first thing that was established when these Muhajireen came to Madina Munawwara. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged the Ansar to take care of the Muhajir brother. The Ansar showed great generosity and they shared their belongings even more than a blood brother would do so. And the Quran speaks very highly of the great sacrifice. In the beginning we did يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ the verse of the Quran, that the Ansar actually loved those who made hijrah to them. That is, a Ansari brother, if he had some belongings, exactly half, he'll share it with his Muhajir brother. In fact, he'll make him the owner of the belongings. And some of them, who had two wives, they were prepared. They were prepared to sacrifice one of their wives for the sake of the Muhajir brother. It didn't take place, but they offered it. They said, if you want, I've got two wives and I'm prepared to even sacrifice my wife. To that level of generosity they showed and brotherhood. And of course the Ansar had pledged allegiance. There were two pledges that took place. Aqaba al-Ula, Aqaba al-Thaniya, where groups of Ansar came and they gave their full allegiance to Rasulullah SAW before he came to Madina Munawwara, that we will protect you, we will be we will assist you, we will support you. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the Ansar. Of course both Muhajirin and Ansar belong to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. Both have been highly praised, and we have to love the Muhajir and the Ansar. But in this particular hadith, Rasulullah SAW is talking about the Ansar, because they offered themselves, they offered their wealth in the path of Allah, they showed their bravery in the battlefield, they stood by Rasulullah SAW, they loved Allah, and they loved Rasulullah SAW, they loved the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And any person thereafter who still harbors malice for an Ansar, he cannot be a believer, he can only be a hypocrite. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people who love the Ansar, and Allah hates those people who hate the Ansar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true love for the Sahaba and for the Muhajireen and the Ansar. وعن معاذ رضي الله تعالى قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول قال الله تعالى المتحابون في جلالي لهم منابر من نور يغبطهم النبيون والشهداء رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. As in Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, he said, I heard Rasulullah saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. In other words, this is the hadith Qudsi, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah said. What is this hadith Qudsi? Those who love each other on account of my majesty, Allah says, two people who love one another, or people who love one another, because of my jalal, my majesty, Allah says, for such people who loved one another for my sake, then for them on the day of Qiyamah will be members, there'll be pulpits of nur, of light. We have a pulpit here in this world made of bricks, tiles, but on that day it'll be made of nur. And these people will mount such pulpits to such an extent that the hadith says that يَغْبِطُهُمْ النَّبِيُّونَ وَالشُّهَدَى. People of the caliber of Nubuwat, in other words, the prophets, the messengers, and the martyrs will envy them. Now imagine, of course, the highest position is of the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, then the Shuhada. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also talking about these people's greatness and loftiness in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a Nabi also will be envious of him. What this means, for example, we have a Hifz Jalsa, and a person is graduating as a Hafiz of the Quran, a youngster. In that audience, there are ulama, there are qaris, there are muftis, there are people who have excelled that section which he has now accomplished. They have already passed that stage, they have already achieved that accolade. But despite that, when this youngster sits on the minbar, that even that qari sahab wishes that he was in his place on that particular day because of the honor of accomplishment. So similarly here, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they obviously had surpassed this rank and they are more superior to them. However, because of this special occasion where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give these people who love one another for the sake of Allah, for the sake of Allah's majesty, Allah will give them pulpits like that. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the martyrs will admire such people and they will also envy such people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. It is so simple. Al-mutahabuna fi jalali, loving one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.